have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, more inner life. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Who burn a chaos more than a conqueror? Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win. Burn a chaos more than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner. Somebody's saying to me now, you just don't understand. No, I understand you very. Can't lose.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Good evening, everybody, and welcome. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace, and we praise God. We give God all glory, honor, and praise, for God is good. He's good forever and ever and always. He is just good. Amen. Well, it is Thursday, and we are thankful that we have another chance to lift up our voices and praise God, to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and an opportunity to be a blessing, not just to ourselves, but to those around us. God is so good. He's made us the light of the world. He has made us, amen, the salt of the earth, and we give God praise. So on today, we want to share with you some fun facts, but also look at some things that's happening as it relates to current events. And I always ask you to pray, always ask you to trust God. My name is Loretta Petit. I'm your host, and if you'd like to reach out to me, you can send your emails to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Right now, let us pray. Father, we want to come to say thank you right now because we love you, we honor you, we lean and depend on you, God. Everything in life comes to nothing at all. I mean, it's just naught without you in it. You make everything, everything. Dear God, you bring the life. Oh, God, you bring the sparkle. You bring it and make it everything. So, God, we always want to invite you in. Have your way. Dear God, we surrender it to you. And, dear God, we ask right now that you would help us to recognize where you have shown us ourselves, our flaws, our weaknesses, where we can work to improve ourselves so that we can be good, oh, God, to do your work, your will, and strong enough and confident enough to go forth in you. But most of all, Lord God, after we have taken care of business with you, we want to go out and we want to be a blessing because we are saved to serve, and God, you'll put us on this earth to do your bidding and to do your will. So, Father, we want to surrender today. Have your way, and thank you for this opportunity to just confiscate this part of the airwaves, oh God, to your glory, to take it away from the prince of the power of the air, and God, to sing your praises. Lord, we thank you now. Bless our awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, and her family. Everything she puts her hand to, God, be in it. And God, we shall be careful to give you the praise. Thank you for the Elation family, and dear God, for all the things that we are all stretching out to do. And God, we pray that you guide us. If we're going the wrong way, that you nudge us back onto the right path. We surrender and we trust. In Jesus' name, amen. Good evening, everybody. I am happy to be with you on today. This is a day I put myself on bed rest and just had a very strenuous Wednesday, and it just kind of knocked me out of the fight. So I said today I was just going to put myself on bed rest to feel whole again, feel strong again, feel better. It's always something with me. You guys already know I don't sit still unless I have to. COVID made me sit still for a long time. So now I'm, you know, moving about and doing things and what have you. And we all are, I think. And, you know, we want to put our hands to the plow and do some things that's going to make an impact and, you know, do some good in the world. That's what it's all about. Well, I do want to say happy birthday to all of you celebrating in the month of May. This is a beautiful month. I love the month of May. We still get some of those April showers. We still get some rain in May, but it's a good month. Our flowers bloom really, really nicely. This is one of my favorite months, and one of my favorite people were born in the month of May. But before we get to her, I do want to say it was Patti LaBelle's birthday 2 days ago on the 24th. And some of you celebrated that day as well, but maybe not. Maybe it was yesterday, or maybe it was today, or somewhere in the month of May. Happy birthday to you. One of my favorite people, of course, is Gladys Knight. Her birthday is going to be Saturday. So happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. All right. The other thing I wanted to share is that as we look at current events, it is a little bit gloomy. It's a little bit sad. It's a lot sad, not a little bit. It's a lot sad. Of course, this comes as no shocker to you guys. Everybody that has been paying attention, you know that a lot of people died at the hand of one young man. And is not the first time something like this has happened. And unfortunately, it might not be the last time, because the enemy is very busy and he jumps into the minds of people, young and old now, young and old, black and white, red, yellow. He jumps into the minds of people. And if we are not prayed up, and, you know, he can jump into our minds as well. The only thing I found a great explanation and what I understood and what I trust and believe, that the devil cannot possess a Christian, because a Christian is already possessed of God, and not possessed in a wicked way. But, you know, you can have a possessed person that's wicked, possessed. But he possesses us not in that way. The Lord Jesus possesses us in that he owns us. Like, my purse is in my possession. It belongs to me. So because of the blood of Christ, we belong to God. And so he possesses us, meaning that he's got us. So we can't be possessed. The devil can't take us, because nothing can separate us from the love of God. So we belong to God through the blood of Jesus Christ. However, he can influence us. Things influence Christians all the time. Come on with it now. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Things influence Christians all the time. How about, let me give you a case in point, because some of you might be saying, oh, no, the devil can't influence me. You know, some self-righteous people just believe that they are the all-in-all, exclamation point. But I'm here to tell you that you're not the all-in-all, and yes, you too can be influenced. That's why we must continue to pray and seek the Lord, because if we had it all together, we would have no need for God, because we're already together. But we have a need for God because we're not already together. We have up days, we have down days. We have good days, we have not so good days. We have days when things just flow every street. We get to the light is green, we flow straight on through. But some days we just go through and every street we get to the light is red. We got to keep stopping. And that's the way our day continues to progress. It's hard for me not to open my mouth when people tell me how holy they are and how perfect they are and how, you know, together they are. And it's almost as if I'm hearing, I don't need Jesus. I'm good. But, you know, the truth of the matter is every believer can be influenced. We can be influenced to do bad things. You know, you don't think any Christians ever got arrested? You don't think any Christians are in jail? You know, you don't think, you know, Christians have stepped over the boundaries and done some things. Maybe they didn't get caught for it, or maybe we didn't get caught for it. So there are influences in this life. We have a great power in Satan, but we have a greater power in God. But nevertheless, we're immersed in this stuff. We're passing through, but we're immersed in this world. So sometimes some of that stuff get on us, and we've got to pray it off, because if we didn't have to pray it off, it'll of course attach itself to us and just always try to influence us. So when we fast and pray, or when we pray, when we worship, when we praise, I mean, the Lord starts to illuminate and shows us. You know how when a murder has happened in a room and they cleaned it up real good, and then they take this chemical and they spray it on the walls and on the bed and on the floor, and the blood stain where the blood once was, it illuminates. Well, that's what the Lord does for us. When we enter into a praise and a worship with him, and we really want God's glory to be revealed in us, and we want, you know, God to have his way, God starts to show us ourselves. He starts to illuminate all that filth that we're still carrying in the form of hatred. I don't want to say hatred, because Christians really shouldn't hate. But like I said, it's an influence. The anger we have toward people, the unresolved situations, the unforgiveness. He starts to illuminate that stuff and let us see it. You know, how we're closed off and we're not trying to help people. He shows us how, you know, we lie. He shows us, you know, how we take things that may not be ours, how we're deceptive, So he shows us us, right? So when we have situations where people don't have that relationship with God, they've never accepted Jesus Christ, then these people, they have open access to the enemy. And he just comes in and he just tap dances in their lives. And so the same thing happens when we choose to walk away from God. God says nothing will separate you from my love. But many times we walk away from God and Holy Spirit is telling us, no, 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 go left. But we didn't harden our heart. We don't want to hear that. We're going to go right. The Lord tells us, no, I need you to stay home today. I ain't staying home today. You go out anyway. God never stops speaking to us as believers if we're open to hear. But sometimes because of what we're immersed in, because of the loudness of life, because of the buzz all around us in this world, sometimes we miss God. Sometimes we don't pay attention to. So we want to always stay in a mode of prayer. That's why 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says pray without ceasing, because we need to have access to hear God. We pray, we talk to God. And when we're talking to God, we go into God with an humble spirit, right? Because, you know, that's one of the seven things that God hates is a proud look, so we can't go to him in pride. So we must humble ourselves. When we humble ourselves, that's when we can hear God best. We can hear God best when we are in an humble state. Because our humble spirit rejoices at God. Our prideful spirit ignores God. Come on now. So I'm saying we just want to be sure. Now, when you don't have, if you never accepted Christ as your Savior, you know, you have a hardened heart. And, you know, or you can have a hardened heart. And you also make it easy for the enemy to use you, not just to influence you, but even to possess you. And so, the Bible tells us in Matthew 5:44, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. One of the most defiling and corruptible emotions we can have is hate. We must understand that. And because we get so angry with people so often, it's easy to want to hate someone. But we have to say, no. I bought with the price. I can't swing that way. I can't do that. It's easy to want to hate because we're flesh. We're not just spirit. You know, we're not in the spirit 24 hours a day. However, Holy Spirit is in us, but we're not functioning or operating in God's spirit 24 hours a day. So the enemy comes and he whispers things in our ear, but because we're strong in the faith, we don't want to bow down. We're like, uh-uh. We conquer him with scripture, like Jesus conquered the enemy with scripture when he said he would give the whole world to the Lord. if you jump down, or he just wants you to bow down to him. So the Lord Jesus was our example, and so we have to understand that when the enemy comes whispering in our ear, oh, she doesn't like you. They're talking about you when you're not around. They trying to, you know, do this or do that or the other to you. And you have no, you have no evidence of these things. He's just trying to rack your mind. He's trying to upset you. He's trying to cause you to take people who also love God and walk in the same route you're walking to make them your enemies, when that is your strength center, because they pray with you and they pray for you. So don't give into that. Sometimes these things may actually be happening, but because of your love, you can turn that whole thing around, because you keep on loving these people. You keep on loving in spite of. So saying all that, we're going to talk about the situation. 21 people are dead because of one young man who did not appreciate what had been done for him. Yeah, I can speak that, because there was no evidence to show that he did. He did not appreciate what had been done for him. He did not respect his grandmother, who allowed him to take up space in her house, possibly to eat up her food, possibly to sleep in her bed. He did not respect her, and he shot her. And we don't have to guess at this. We know that that's not God's spirit. When you find a person who is not an appreciative person, they're carrying too much of the world inside of them. When you find a person who is not a person of respect, they're carrying too much of the world in them. And then to say on social media, I'm going to kill at an elementary school. We don't have to guess at that. That is not the spirit of the Lord. We don't give life. The Lord allows women to carry life. He allows women to bring life into the world. He allows man and woman to come together for the culmination of this life that was already pre-designed. But we never picked up raw elements and put them together and said, oh, I'm going to make a life. So how do we feel that we have the power, or we should take on the power of a God, of our God, to take the life? So he was in all aspects wrong. I hate to speak ill of the dead, but the truth is the truth. And he went in there and killed innocent people, 21 people, and little children who never even had a chance to live. It's heartbreaking. It's traumatic. And so our job as believers, no one needs to tell us, nobody needs to call us and tell us to do this. We don't have to call a great big meeting and say, okay, we're going to meet at the corner, or we're going to meet at the church house, or we're going to release balloons, or we're going to write notes on a notepad. Whatever you're going to do, just do it. But as believers, wherever we are, when we heard that news, our first order was to pray and say, God, please have mercy upon these survivors, on these families, because this is hard. This is hard for the people at the school. This is hard for the people of the community. And it is multiply hard for these parents and for these siblings. Oh, my God. So that's what we need to be focused on writing through here, is just praying these people through, because sometimes people get wound so tight that they're going through all of this that they want to take themselves out, because of one person full of hate. Of course, they said he showed no signs otherwise. He seemed to be fine. Of course, he had a troubled situation too, because his mother, accordingly, allegedly is a drug addict or whatever was or whatever. But, you know, it still did not give him permission to feel he could do what he did. He had a loved one, a grandmother, who took him in, a grandfather who took him in. And even though they took him in, they probably was telling him things right from wrong, good from evil, whatever they were telling him. He still took it upon himself to say, I'm going to do this. Did he think about it at the last moment? Was it a passion act because he got so angry? He saw it. No, this was planned. This was premeditated. How do I know that? I know that because if he had the gear to wear and he went and bought two shotguns or whatever they were, AKs, he went and bought two of them, and then he had the gear, and then he had time to post it, I think made a couple of posts on social media, premeditated. That wasn't premeditated love. It was certainly premeditated hate. Now, did he have a mental upset? He could have, but again, he stayed with the see people that have mental situations. They may see things, they may hear voices, or, you know, they may feel things. Yeah, they walk in anger, and they walk in, you know, mental situations. I'm not a psychologist, so I can't speak thoroughly on that. But to see a plan like this, to have a plan like this, and to walk it through, this is a plan you have to stick with to get all your stuff together. You know, where did you get the money? Maybe he had a job. I don't know. But this is a plan he had to walk with every day practically to get his gear together, to get his guns together, to get his ammunition together. So this was a lot of hatred, guys. This was a whole lot of hatred. No, I think the family member said there was no noticeable nor noted psychological issues or mental issues. He snapped. Well, to me, snapping is in a moment. Snapping is not premeditation. So it wasn't a snap. It was a plan. So having said all that, I'm not going to beat a dead horse because it's in the news. It's going to be in the news for days to come. But the main message here is please intercede for these families. Please intercede for these families. We are carriers of love. We are carriers of light. And whereas we can't go and hug them and make it all better, but we can talk to the Father who can, through his own spiritual means, quiet their heart, unite them together to some degree, to be strong for each other. It's a hard, hard, hard thing. Glad you didn't have to experience it. Glad I didn't have to experience it. But so sad that somebody had to experience it. And on that note, I'm just going to say I trust that every believer that hears me will not become so jaded that murder doesn't make you feel awful. Sometimes you can hear things so much that it's just another little story, but this is not another little story. This is serious. This is extremely serious. Whenever we hear of murder, we should feel deep in our heart a sadness, a hurt, a pain for those families. When they mourn, we mourn. As believers, this is love. So do remember to lift them in your prayer consistently because they have 21 people that need to be buried. And we, you know, don't know how the grandmother is, if she's still hanging in there. Hopefully she is. She was shot in the face. But let's continue to do what we're called to do. We are the spiritual medics. We bring spiritual salve to open wounds. So remember, let's do our part and intercede for these families. On that note, I'm out. I thank you for sharing with me today. This is Women Winning at Life. We kind of detoured a little bit from, you know, any kind of winning information except to say who we are in Christ. That's always winning. How we're the head, not the tail, above, not beneath, the lenders, not the borrowers, and we're definitely intercessors. Whenever there is a need for prayer, we show up, and we are counted, present, amen. So listen, if you'd like to reach out to me, don't forget, send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. On Friday, the saints of God get together, and it's open forum for you who want to be there. Right there on Clubhouse, look for us, From Ashes to Beauty. From Ashes to Beauty. I don't know who's speaking this week. It could be me. But I'm a backup for this week because I, you know, had a date and I couldn't make it. So, you know, have to go back around the rotary. But, you know, I just might be. You never know. But we all have a chance to be heard. So it's open forum. You come and share your testimonies, your information. And we pray that everybody feels included, feel loved. Some days, you know, I kind of feel like I miss it a little bit if I'm not there at the beginning. So be there for the beginning. That's 9 p.m. Central Clubhouse. Look for From Ashes to Beauty. And on that note, may God bless you. May God keep you. Thank you, Kimmy Kim, for your love, for your support. Girl, you are amazing. And to the entire Elation family, God bless you. I love you. I love you. I do. And this has been the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Until next time, take good care. Bye-bye.